Welcome to the Academic Minute. I am Lynn Pascarella, president of Mount Holyoke College. Honey is delicious, but did you know it also has several curative powers? Susan Meschwitz, assistant professor of chemistry at Salve Regina University, discusses the sweet treat's profound medical benefits.
The therapeutic properties of honey have been known since ancient times when honey was used as a topical wound treatment and a cure for many ailments. However, with the introduction of antibiotics, honey, along with other old remedies, quickly fell out of favor. Now, with the incidence of antibiotic resistance on the rise and the development of new antibiotics not keeping pace, researchers are taking a closer look at honey and its medicinal properties. It is well documented that honey possesses a variety of bioactive properties, including antibacterial and antioxidant activity. However, the mechanisms are still not completely understood. Recently, it has become increasingly apparent that in addition to being bactericidal, honey may also impact the virulence or aggressiveness of bacteria without putting selective survival pressure on the bacteria that promotes resistance. At the root of this effect is a process known as quorum sensing. Quorum sensing is the communication system that bacteria use to talk to one another and control their gene expression in response to their population density. It allows the bacteria to attack as a group rather than as a single cell, thus overpowering the host immune system. In many bacteria, it also controls pathogenic behaviors including toxin production, antibiotic resistance, and biofilm formation. Preliminary findings from our research suggest that honey may be able to inhibit quorum sensing. This opens the possibility of weakening the virulence of bacteria, rendering them more susceptible to conventional antibiotics and the host immune system. It is our hope that future studies will lead to exciting new applications for honey in medicine.
That was Susan Meschwitz of Salve Regina University. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from Newman's Own, giving all profits to charity and pursuing the common good for over 30 years. And from Mount Holyoke College, never fear change.
Every man is on making.